This day, 1716 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Choshen Mishma at Simen Shin Ches Tes Night Chaf Aleph and Simen Toch Chav Vav Sif Aleph to base. So yesterday the Aruch Shulchan finished with what the Beis Yosef writes in Sif Zayin. If they're both Birshus or both Shalom Birshus, and they were damaged passively, if they didn't know where of each other's presence, then they're potter. If they saw each other, even without kavana, they are chayiv. Therefore, both of them were running, in Rishus Rabim, or they're walking, running is shlobish, both shlobishus, or walking both Rishus, and they were damaged passively by each other, potter. If they were actively damaged each other, they're chayiv. So now the Aruch Shulchan Tzayin asks, Dvar Tzichim Bir, that's Siv Zayin. But Siv Dalet, Hethi Glosh Rambam, the Shusam Mazik, in the chayiv, by Chis, Kavin Lahazik. It's not enough that you're active. You have to have in mind, liberally, to damage. It's by the Rambam, Rishnei Rishus, so according to Rambam, he explained in Sifir Av, that they both have Rishus, Kamo Rishus Arabim, Dino Kamo Rishus Amazik. The Halacha is Rishus Amazik. And Ech Kosab Asif Vav, the Bechol Makom, Amazik, everywhere he damages Chai L'Shalim, Ben Rishus Arabim, Ben Rishus Anizak, whether it's Rishus Arabim or Rishus Anizak, Chai L'Shalim, Rishus Arabim, Dino Rishus Amazik. The din of Rishus Rabbi, the din is like Rishus Amazik. It has to deliberately have in mind to be Mazik. That's a gross question. Hey, Mashko, Basif Zayin, Lushitas Rashi. Below the Rambam. Rashi holds you don't need to have deliberate intent. So the Rambam needs deliberate intent. Neither have been in Mr. Esi Bechriya Mishwar Satsmo. So it seems it says, oh, Shulam, the Beis Yosef came with his own sheet. The Beis Yosef came with the Rambam. It's not in conformity with the Rambam. Rambam was just a mazik, only in terms of the Rishus of the damaging party. Does in a chayav rak miskav mazik. Then in the actual jurisdiction of the mazik, you only chayav if you have in mind to be mazik. But they're both there with authorization, little by a kamal hazik, in order to be chayav, we don't need to have in mind liberally to damage. They're only exempt if they don't know about each other. Two runners don't know about each other and they collide with each other. If they are aware of each other's presence, they're liable, even they did not have in mind to damage. And that's in where they both authorize. And the Rishus HaNisa goes up a further notch. So then you're chayav, even if you didn't know, that was says in both of Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Nizak, lovely, that most of the Gabbai, not completely similar. Because Rishus Nizak Chayiv, even if you don't know, Rishus Rabbim Chayiv, if you do know, but El Dain, don't mean Rishus Amazi. They're similar from Rishus Amazi, where you're putter, even if you do know, as long as you don't deliberately damage. But Bem Chayiv, Apollo, will come on as Nezek. In both Rishus Arabim and Rishus Nizan Chayiv, even without cover the intent to damage, Milo Dami, but it's not comparable. Rishus Nizan Chayiv, Abishai Gomo, if it's the jurisdiction of the person who's being damaged, or Chayiv, even absolute inadvertent damage. Hashem Rishus Shneim, as opposed to Rishus, where both of them authorized, Shlob Rishus Shneim, both of them are unauthorized. The Bohem and there, Abishai Gomo, part of your absolute Shogeg, then you're exempt. If it's absolute Shogeg, meaning you didn't know. That's the tour. The Ramah tour. That's Rashi. Who was like Rashi? If it was just a mazik, even if it was just a mazik, wrote shenichnas vizikol nichnas. If you saw him come in, like we said then, said yesterday, and you damaged him, chayv avlim is chayv mazik. You're chayv even in that might be mazik, because if you saw him, this is if you have liability for him. It's not as if you do have liability for him. Potter. Even if the bais got damaged by colliding with the nizak, and the nichtas was shogeg, nichtas was inadvertent, the nichtas is potter. Wow. Person came in, unauthorized, but was seen. He's exempt. If he's according to this, Masha Omer Chazal, what's Chazal say? Other more lolam, ain't so rak shenichtas just a cheva, baim lo yod, but shenichtas. It's very British. That was said, other malom, it's only where so you went to somebody else's jurisdiction and the owner did not know that you came in. Or if you came to somebody, you brought your property there. The Mizekshah Abayas, who's like Bo Chayev, in that case, the Abayas is damaged. The person who brought his property is liable. After the Shoy Gomer, even though the person who came in was, or brought his stuff in, was absolute Shogeg or onus or compelled. Who's the Abayas Potter? And when the Baal Bais, got damaged, he's potter. So it was a big Baal Bais, sorry. She was a big Baal Bais when he gets damaged by his collision with the Baal Bais, then the Baal Bais potter. Came so the Shinchas, because the Baal Bais did not know that he came in. I was sure that Baal Bais Shinchas, the Baal Bais knew that he came in. Fuzak Bo, and he was damaged in him. He got damaged by colliding with the intruder, potter. The intruder's potter. Because there have been a basis in the Chutav Chavav Siv Zayin. And in brackets it says, Chain Tarach Lamaratur, Mishmah Shik Shulav, as I have said for tour as well. You say, Chama Shabiyan is bar. From all that we clarify, because it comes clear. Zeshom Chazal, that Bodel Sazal says, Shnei Meshus, Shnei Shlom Meshus, they're both there with authorization, without authorization. Who's Kuzeb is a Paturim, and they're damaged by each other. Potter, that's Rashi Daf Kabuzak Matsmo. It's according to Rashi, it's only if you got damaged but on your own. I was just going to the other person damaged him. Chayev, he's liable. I feel below Kavanas Nesk, even the other person not of mind to damage him. Zeroshama Yiziku Zezze Chayovin. That would say if they damage each other, they're liable. Ula Rama Mikra Yiziku Davka Shizik Kavanas Nesek. Because the Rama is called Yiziku by definition. Only there was intent to damage. Fusku Mikri. Who's called Shizik below Kavanas Nesek. It's when he did it without intended damage. Because King Shuzak Bats Moba Mazik, it's only when you yourself got damaged by your interaction with the person doing damaging. And both of them are running with Shusravim. Or Shnei Mahalchim, or they're both walking. Vieshma, it's all the same parameters. Vieshma, Shamu, that Fidel Das Rashi, Biziku Chai Abuluk was Nezek. That even according to the Bin Rashi, that where they where you damage actively, you're Chai, even without intent to be Mazik. Zodavka Shem Mazik, also Maisa. It's only when a Mazik does some act, Vanizak Amakoma, and the Nizak is passive, stands in place. Avushnaim, also Maisa, they're both doing an act. Kamova Shnei Mazik, they're both running, or Shnei Machin, they're both walking. Kam Biziku, even they damaged, it's as if they were damaged. Even that inflection doesn't help very much. Even they actively damaged, it's as if the it's as if they were passively damaged. They did not have a mind to damage. Upatar, and they exempt. Came she stopped Chuzebazet since they got entangled with each other. Which name Ocholot, so they both walked or ran. Abishi Ziku, even though they damaged, Ain Lamar Ziku Mamish, you can't say that it's like they deliberately damaged, actively damaged. Elkuz damaged as if they're passively damaged. And Braxton says that is to a Ma, but Tur, Venimuka Yasa, Pregamanek, was as a Shapir, Mishnah, Dafan Base, works out with a Mishnah, Ziku Zez, Paturim, they damaged each other. Potter, Ain Sakhmash, because of Rashi, Dafan, Chesi, Ramaskal, Chavin, Lodakli, the Rashi was imprecise. One of the guys was running, which is Rabbi. One of the guys was walking. A person who was walking was damaged by the person who's running. Chayav, the person who's running is chayav. They should rush low b'shus. He's running without authorization. Shein l'rutz b'shus Rabbi. Can't run with b'shus Rabbi. But the dino. The status then is as if it happened in the Rishus and Nizak. If the person who was running got damaged by colliding with the person who was walking, Potter, then the person who was walking is Potter, unless he deliberately damaged him with the Rashi, it's a difference there, right? When Rashi has to be active. But even without intent to damage, when the Rami need action, intent to damage. Chainu there, Shnei should receive Yud Zayin. It's also called the same opinion as Sif Yud Zayin. From Chazal said, "Emes said, Mikra Ratzin should Rami Shlo B'Shus. When is the Shlom is running Shus Rami called without authorization? B'chol on a regular weekday, on a regular Shabbos, on Shabbos on Friday, adjacent to Shabbos, for Ratzin and Shabbos, he's running about because of matters of Shabbos." Sorry, it says Ratz Binyani Shabbos Mikra Rishus Kol Rishus with authorization Butzer. Tavka B'Stam Shlei Dan on my Ratz. It's only by default generically when we don't know why it's running. Talina Shetzar Shabbos Ratz. You assume it's running for the Rebbe Shabbos. I'm going to do a Shabbos also in the Shetzar Shabbos. We know he's not running Rebbe Shabbos. I guess he's jogging. Chayv Kolo Chol. His Chayv just like a regular weekday. And then Ritzai Safilu Shari Yonav. But the running was either for some other matter. But he's running in order not to be Chal Shabbos. He wasn't running for Shabbos. He was running to get something done before Shabbos. Mikan Kishus is also called authorized. Right, it says it's not because the Lomash came in Ramah, lay down, I mean, no, like because the Ramah, you know, get a Chil Shabbos Klal. And whatever the Ramah writes, it doesn't prove what the Sma is trying to derive from there. Your test. That which Chazal said, running Erev Shabbos, it's an authorized. Anyone who said, Komisha Rasa Dvar Mitzvah, have a Kibbe Shus, it doesn't apply to any other, necessarily to any other person running for the purpose of a mitzvah, to say that's authorized. The Shani Erev Shabbos is living in this man of Bohu. His time is in confusion, in a fright, it's hard to translate Bohu. Abba B'Shai Mitzvah's other mitzvah. Mitzvahs. After mitzvah roots, even though it's a mitzvah to run to do that. Kol kam ein lo roots kol kach. Actually, you use the bow malach. Because you're not supposed to run so much that somebody's walking should get damaged by you. It's a chavas yoyu. Mi brat sinim pikuach nefesh. If you are running for the purpose of saving a life, latzim leko to save from a fire, umin amayim, or from the water. Chayetzim zeh vadim mikra mitzvahs is certainly called with authorization. The chova lo roots kol kach. He has obligation to run with all his might. Lo gar me'erev Shabbos is no worse than Erev Shabbos. Chaf, Kamosha and Rishus, other than the roots of Aglobishus, Rami, so a person has no authorization to run. In Rishus, Rami, okay, and Rishus, the roots, Yoysa, Midak, Shov, the Sus, Yoshibakola. He has no authorization to go too speedily when he's riding on a horse or sitting in a wagon. That's, of course, relevant to cars as well. If you ran so much that you're going to damage a person or an animal or objects, you have to pay as if you damage the body. This is the story of two people riding on horses. And one of the riders came behind the horse, the second rider, and damaged the second rider's horse. And he beat the second rider's horse, I don't know why, a road rage of some sort, until the value of the second horse is diminished by this beating. Rosh says the first rider has to pay any damages that diminish from the value of the horse on account of this beating. But more than this, I have to pay. Even if the horse which was damaged, not the rider, the horse is damaged, would belong to a non-Jew. And the rider is going to have to pay more than it's worth because of the violence or the threat of the non-Jew. The person who did the damaging, and so Shalom is because he doesn't have to pay more than the diminished, what he calls the loss in value. The Mashal Kuti Yotzim Erochim Shlokadin, that which the non Jew is going to compel the second rider to pay, not according to Halacha, and Halacha Grom Baham on that, the first rider is only like causal, not direct. Uvrocha Yoshua Shizik Adam, a person who's riding, or sitting in a wagon and her damaged a person, he claims does not go above the speed limit. But this person damaged what went in front of his horse. He jaywalked, he didn't go like other people. Therefore, he was damaged. The person who was driving and takes an oath that was the story. For part exempt. I don't think that's true as much as that, but. Okay, we have insurance, so it makes the whole thing more complicated. Chenim hezik keli, also be damaged object. Toin shabal keli abamidah shlo mokom haroi, and he claims the person holding on to the object, chenim shabal keli hemidah, the owner of the object put it, shlo mokom haroi, in an inappropriate place, lamidah berachot, to put it on the street. Nishba has said he takes a light shavuot, niftan exempt. They ate him, which in me ashamed, they're witnesses, by they ate him, clarified through witnesses. I was using Behem Achai Becholim, but if he damaged animals, he's liable no matter what. That was the way things worked back then. It's not possible for the owner of the animal to always follow his animal. But I say a roche is somebody who's riding or in the wagon or riding the horse, so be careful not to damage the walking animal. I don't know if that applies to a car where it's a driver, a human being inside it, it's extension human being, not be the same. but there are places where they do not permit animals to go out in the marketplace during the course of the day. And most of the royal boker, they give the animal to a shepherd in the morning. It went in the middle of the day and got damaged. The person doing damaging is exempt. Unless he did intentionally. Rambam covered his nest, according to Rambam, with the intent to damage. In other words, high level responsibility of intent, as he said before. In that case, then the place is like going without authorization. Dina kuzak rots b'malach, and it's like the person who is running. The Messiah of the case where it's supposed to be with the shepherd. So then the public thoroughfare is like without authorization. It's like the runner being damaged by the walker. In place where they play games at a time of a simcha, the roots to ride, to run, the chavasusim to ride on horses. Moshe Amine was not a kadum like it was in the custom of ancient times. Shabachrim rachva susim kras chasen. The young men used to ride on horses to greet the chasen. But back on the roots, and they were running, as was their custom. Viziko zezeh, and they damaged each other. Mamon shalavir der simcha v'schok, and the their friend's property through this. In this manner of joyousness and play, also by other times where people get frivolous in this manner like on Simchas Torah Purim, and minhag la'asos keiv, that's the minhag p'turim. Everybody's on their own. Kamkam near beit din la'asos gedei so chayav mazik. However, a beit din sees it appropriate to make a fence and an enactment. And make the mazik chayim. How should we only have the permission to do so? Because several negative ramifications arise from that. Okay, tov chav vav. The penultimate siman in Shulchan Aruch. The person has to say their friend, whether it's with their physical body or with their property. Somebody sees his friend drowning in the water. Or listing by him a lover, a bandit coming upon him. Ochai or an animal. Shar means or any other type of travail. Yochel Atzil Batzimu, he can save him on his own. Or liskor anashim Atzilo, or the heart of people to save him. Loitzin does not do so. O Jeshama Soni Melachshim Lasos Lo Ra. Or if you heard enemies whispering to do a bad deed to somebody, if Lloyd didn't let him know, or Yada Sha'anas wrote someone knows that some bandits were coming and to commit an act of banditry against his friend. You can appease him. Philippines did not appease him. Anything similar. Over all low time of Dam Reacha, you violate the prohibition of your test design. Do not stand by over the blood of your friend. Come on, never see me until my moment. If you spend money on saving him, the person who was saved has to pay back if he can. It's a tour. And certainly you're required to save your friend from any sort of stumbling block or damage others want to trip him up with. You certainly have to save the masses from being damaged. If you know somebody who's doing something which is liable to be a damage to the masses, or feel even an individual, you have to protest if you can do so. Obviously, has to do with predators and offenders of that sort and publicizing them. It's a mitzvah to say midrabanan lavas are to accompany guests. When comes to commission lava, anybody does not accompany a kilo or show them, it's as if they are murdering. Because if you did base megla rufa, this is what the base din has to confess at the time that they bring the egla rufa when they found a person who was murder, and they don't know the murderer was. The kofin levaya, we compel people to accompany other people. Derech kofin tzedakah, as we compel people to give tzedakah. Based on masakim shluchim and a basin, which is supposed to put into place agents. Luvos adam over makom lemakom to accompany a person from place to place. If they were lazy in this manner, it's as if they are spilling blood. Now people don't do this. They don't have, but they didn't be malave, appointing malavim, and people not malave in general. So people don't go by foot. They travel in wagons or cars, and they don't travel by themselves. Kamashi Levaya, in time when Levaya was operative, what was the shear? Rav Latamid Adi Bur Shalir, a rebbe for a student until the outskirts of the city. Vanel Chavero, a regular person for his friend, Atchum Shabbos, till 2,000 amos out of the city. Vatamid Rabba and Atamid Zerbi at Parsa, up to 4 mil outside the city. Rabba Muva at Gimel Parsos, up to 12 mil outside the city. So Rambam, because of Michael's Abel. Rambam, because of Chasar and Ramal, Dach Moshe, the Mizman has them Mokhlen Kvodem. Nowadays, people are Mokhlen and they're covered. Piesh Lechimo, Im Chaver, Adliv Ne Shar Ir, you should go with him or with his friend. I'm not sure what he means by that. I guess with your student or with your friend or with your Rebbe or with your friend. Adliv Ne Shar Ir, up to the gate of the city, Ocho Pochus Aramos, or at least for Amos, outside your door, and I believe that is often the custom that people do still work for Amos, but I think even that's a rarity. People usually say goodbye at the door itself. I guess because we're in the city, and then people get into cars. Okay, that's it for today.